Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
My name is Sarah Ruth and I'll be your reader today. Today is Friday, April 5th, and it is the 26th of Adar 2 on the Hebrew calendar. Our parasha is Shemini, which means eighth, and our Torah portion is going to be in Leviticus chapter 11, verses 1 through 32. Before we begin our readings, let us take a moment to bless God and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people, Israel, and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. And now we're going to begin in our Torah portion, that is Leviticus chapter 11, verses 1 through 32. The Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying to them, "Speak to B'nai Israel, saying, these are the living things which you may eat among all the animals that are on the earth. Whatever has a split, divided hoof, and chews cud among the animals, that you may eat. Nevertheless, you shall not eat of those that only chew cud or have a split hoof. The camel, though it chews the cud, does not have a divided hoof, is unclean to you. The coney, though it chews the cud, yet does not have a divided hoof, so it is unclean to you. The hare, though it chews its cud, does not split the hoof, so it is unclean to you. Pig, though it has a split, divided hoof, does not chew cud, so it is unclean to you. You are not to eat meat from them, nor are you to touch their carcasses. They are unclean to you. From all that are in the waters, you may eat whatever has fins and scales within the water, in the seas and in the rivers. Those you may eat. But any that do not have fins and scales in the rivers or the seas, among those that swarm on the waters, or among any of the living creatures that are in the waters, they are loathsome to you. They are to be detestable to you. You shall not eat meat from them, and you shall detest their carcasses. Whatever has neither fin nor scales in the waters, that is a detestable thing to you. Among the birds, you shall detest the following. They are not to be eaten. They are loathsome. The eagle, the vulture, the black vulture, the red kite, any kind of black kite, any kind of raven, the horned owl, the screech owl, the gull, any kind of hawk, the little owl, the cormorant, the great owl, the white owl, the desert owl, the osprey, the stork, any kind of heron, the hoopoe, and the bat. All flying insects that walk on all fours are detestable to you. You may eat from all winged creeping things that go on all fours, which have legs above their feet, with which to hop on the earth. You may eat from any kind of locust, any kind of katydid, any kind of cricket, and any kind of grasshopper, but all winged, creeping things that have 4 feet are loathsome to you. Moreover, by these also you will become unclean. Whoever touches their carcasses shall be unclean until the evening. Whoever carries any part of their carcass is to wash his clothes and will be unclean until the evening. Every animal with a separating hoof but not split or does not chew cud is unclean to you. Everyone who touches them will become unclean. So whatever moves on its paws among all animals that goes on all fours is unclean to you. Whoever touches their carcasses will be unclean until the evening. Whoever carries their carcasses is to wash his clothes and will be unclean until the evening. They are unclean to you. Among the creeping things that creep on the earth, the following are unclean to you: the weasel, the rat, any kind of great lizard, the gecko, the monitor lizard, the wall lizard, the skink, and the chameleon. Among all that creep, these are the ones that are unclean to you. Whoever touches them when they are dead will be unclean until the evening. Whatever falls on them when they are dead will become unclean, whether it is any vessel of wood or clothing or skin or sackcloth. Whatever vessel it is with which any work is done, it must be put into water, and it will be unclean until the evening. Then it will be clean. This concludes our readings in the Torah today. Next, we're going to move on to our readings in the prophets. And today we're going to read Isaiah chapter 24. Behold, the Lord makes the land empty and makes it waste, twists its face and scatters its inhabitants. So it shall be, as with the people, so with the Kohen, as with a servant, so with his master, as with a maid, so with her mistress, as with a buyer, so with the seller, as with a lender, so with the borrower, as with a creditor, so with the debtor. The land will be utterly emptied and totally plundered. For the Lord has spoken this word. The land faints and fades away. The world wilts and fades away. The exalted people of the earth wilt. The land is polluted by its inhabitants, for they have transgressed Torah, violated statutes, and broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore, a curse will devour the land. Those dwelling there are found guilty. Therefore, the inhabitants of the land will be burned up. So the people remaining are few. The new wine falls, the vine wilts, all the merry-hearted sigh. The glee of tambourines stops. The noise of revelers ends. The joy of the harp ceases. They no longer drink wine with song. Liquor is bitter to those drinking it. The shattered city is in chaos. Every house is shut up. None may enter. In the streets is an outcry for wine. All joy becomes dark as evening. The mirth of the land is banished. The city is left in ruins. The gate is battered down. So will it be in the earth and among the nations, as when shaking an olive tree, or as when gleanings are left after the grape harvest. They will raise their voices. They will sing for joy of the majesty of the Lord. They shout from the sea. Therefore glorify the Lord in the east, the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, in the isles of the sea. From the ends of the earth we have heard songs. Glory to the righteous. But I say, I waste away, I waste away. Woe to me, traitors betray. With treachery, traitors betray. Panic, pit, and trap are upon you, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall come to pass, whoever flees from the sound of panic will fall in the pit, and whoever climbs up out of the pit will be caught in the trap. For the windows of heaven are opened, and the foundations of the earth shake. The earth is broken apart, the earth is split open. The earth is shaken utterly. The earth reels to and fro like a drunk, and sways like a hut. Its transgression is so heavy upon it that it will fall and never rise again. It will come about in that day. The Lord will punish the host of heaven on high and the kings of the earth on the earth. They will be gathered together like prisoners in the pit and will be shut up in the prison and after many days be punished. Then the moon will be abashed and the sun ashamed, for the Lord Zebaot will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his elders gloriously. That finishes our readings in the prophets for today. Our next reading comes from the writings in Proverbs, and we're going to read chapter 8 together. Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift her voice? On the topmost heights along the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates leading into the city, at the entrances, she cries aloud. To you, O men, I call out. My cry is to all mankind. O naive ones, learn prudence. Fools gain understanding. Listen, for I speak excellent things, and my lips utter right things. For my mouth speaks truth, and my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are righteous. Nothing in them is perverse or crooked. All of them are straightforward to the discerning. I am right to those who find knowledge. Receive my instruction instead of silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than jewels. Nothing you desire compares with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and acquire knowledge with discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and a perverse mouth. Counsel and sound wisdom are mine. I have understanding and power. By me, kings reign and princes decree justice. By me, princes govern, and all nobles who judge righteously. I love those who love me. Those who earnestly seek me find me. With me are wealth and honor, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than refined gold, my harvest better than choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness along paths of justice. I endow substance to those who love me and fill their treasures. The Lord brought me forth the first of his way before his works of old. From eternity I was appointed from the beginning, before the world began. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. He had not yet made the land, the fields, or the first dust of the earth. When he set the heavens in place, I was there. When he inscribed the horizon on the face of the ocean, when he established the skies above, when he securely fixed the fountains of the deep, when he set the boundaries for the sea, so that the waters never transgress his command, when he laid out earth's foundations, then I was the craftsman beside him. I was his daily delight, always rejoicing before him, rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind. So now, children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Heed discipline and be wise and do not neglect it. Blessed is the one who listens to me watching daily at my gates, waiting at my doorposts, for whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me harms himself. All who hate me love death. That concludes our readings in the writings for this day. Lastly, we're going to read from the Apostolic Writings in Acts, chapter 25. 3 days after Festus arrived in the province, he went up to Jerusalem from Caesarea. There, the ruling Kohanim and the leading Judeans brought charge against Paul. They were urging him, asking a favor, to have Paul sent to Jerusalem, planning an ambush to kill him on the road. Festus then answered that Paul was being guarded at Caesarea, and that he himself was about to go there shortly. So then, he said, let the prominent men among you go down with me, and if there is any wrong in the man, let them accuse him. After spending not more than 8 to 10 days with them, he went down to Caesarea. The next day he sat on the judgment seat and ordered Paul to be brought in. When he arrived, the Judeans who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him, bringing against him many serious charges, which they could not prove. Paul said in his defense, I have committed no offense against the Torah of the Jewish people, or against the temple, or against Caesar. But Festus, wanting to do the Jewish leaders a favor, said to Paul, are you willing to go up to Jerusalem to be tried before me? But Paul said, I am standing before Caesar's judgment seat, where I ought to be tried. I have done no wrong to the Judeans, as you very well know. If then I am in the wrong and have committed anything worthy of death, I do not seek to escape death. But if there is nothing to their charges, no one can turn me over to them. I appeal to Caesar. Then when Festus had consulted with the council, he responded, you have appealed to Caesar. To Caesar you shall go. Now after several days had passed, King Agrippa and Bernice arrived at Caesarea to pay their respects to Festus. While they were staying there several days, Festus laid Paul's case before the king, saying, there is a man left behind as a prisoner by Felix. When I was in Jerusalem, the ruling Kohanim and elders of the Judeans brought charges against him, asking for a judgment against him. I answered them that it is not Roman practice to turn anyone over before the accused meets his accusers face to face and has an opportunity to make his defense concerning the charges. So when they came together here, I did not delay, but on the next day sat on the judgment seat and ordered the men to be brought in. When the accusers stood up, they were not bringing a charge of what crimes I suspected. Instead, they had certain issues with him about their own religion and about a certain Yeshua who had died, whom Paul claimed to be alive. Since I was at a loss as to how to investigate these matters, I asked whether he was willing to go to Jerusalem to be tried there in regard to them. But when Paul appealed to be held in custody for the decision of His Majesty the Emperor, I ordered him to be held until I could send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said to Festus, I would like to hear the man myself. Tomorrow, he said, you shall hear him. So on the next day, Agrippa and Bernice came with great pageantry. They entered the audience hall with the commanders and the most prominent men of the city. Then at the order of Festus, Paul was brought in. Festus said, King Agrippa and all present with us, you see this man about whom the whole Judean population petitioned me, both in Jerusalem and here, shouting out that he ought not live any longer. But I found that he had done nothing deserving of death, and when he himself appealed to His Majesty the Emperor, I decided to send him. Yet I have nothing specific to write to my lord about him. Therefore, I have brought him before you, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after the investigation has taken place, I might have something to write. For it seems illogical to me, when sending a prisoner, not to report also the charges against him. And that concludes our readings today. If you are reading through the apostolic writings twice in this reading cycle, please also read Revelation 19 today. I'm Sarah Ruth, reading to you for Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time.